time to talk about politics with the former United States Senator George Lemieux. You can follow him on Twitter, by the way, at George_Lemieux. Good morning to you, Senator.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Well, it looks like when it comes to this Build Back Better plan by the president that the moderates have won many more battles than the progressives. You think they get this done before the president goes away, or do they get it done at all?
It looks like they're going to get it done, Jimmy. I don't think they're going to get it done before the president goes to Poland. I think it's still going to take a week or two to actually work out the details and write the bill language. You know, what's going to be interesting is if anything gets, you know, passed that's meaningful that Americans are actually going to recognize as being a big accomplishment. There were big promises made, like allowing for dental and vision and other coverage through Medicare.
Right.
That looks like that's going to get pared way back. There was big promises made on climate change. That looks like that's going to get pared way back. So the real issue for the Democrats is they're going to spend $2 trillion. Will they get any bang for their buck?
Right. Yeah, there are a lot of things in there that I guess the Senator Sinema really said no to and that stopped things, like involving taxes, unrealized capital gains, for example. They'd come in and they would look to see what improvement your financial picture came just by paper gains, for example, in the market or collectibles or whatever it might be, which is a really bad idea. And I just saw a study that was 3-1 against in the United States, Senator. What do you think about all of that?
Well, it is a terrible idea. We used to have something in Florida like that taxed you
yes.
on your savings. And Governor Bush led the way over many years to get that fully repealed. So, you know, the worst thing about these taxes and what's so insidious about them is you already paid taxes on that money once.
Right.
You paid tax when you earned it, and now you're going to be taxing on it again. We pay capital gains. They're not that high right now. They're about 20%. This tax bill is going to, this spending bill is going to increase taxes. There's now talk about a billionaire's tax, too. We'll have to see what that is, but they'll go after, they say, the 700 richest Americans. I suspect it'll go after a lot more people than that.
It always does, right? They always wind up capturing people who they originally said they didn't want to capture, but they do. Do you think the president has a problem with messaging? I mean, there's so many things from the pandemic to this bill to taxation. It seems like he's messing this up as far as, and the press secretary doesn't seem like she's helping much.
Well, she has to unwind all of the things he says that are wrong. Last week he was on a town hall and the moderator pushed him and said, would you use the National Guard to help get containers, you know, from the ports in LA
right.
and Long Beach through the country? And he said, yes. And, you know, he had no idea or plan to do that. And he just answered the question in a way he thought he should. And then time after time, this is what happens. The press secretary has to come back and roll back and say, no, he didn't really mean that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's a lot. You're right about that. There's a lot of it. And that's why they don't want him to answer any questions, isn't it?
It is. I mean, because he gets them off their message.
Finally, we keep hearing about how the Virginia gubernatorial race could turn out. It's next Tuesday. And Terry McAuliffe has made a real mess of things for the Democrats in very blue Virginia. How do you think this is going to turn out? And does this have anything to do with a Biden-Trump type of a race?
Well, it does. It is a proxy race for Biden and Trump. This is what's happening all around America, is that local races are becoming nationalized. So frankly, you know, Trump and Biden don't have much to do with what's happening inside the state of Virginia, and they shouldn't.
Right.
McAuliffe was way up, but this race has become a proxy race, and Biden has done poorer and poorer, especially after Afghanistan, his numbers have started to crater. And now the commercials between the Democrat and the Republican are all about Biden and Trump and not about Virginia. So, yes, watch the race. It is a bellwether. I remember back in 2005 when the Republican narrowly lost that race. That portended a very bad 2006 for Republicans. So if McAuliffe ends up losing, that'll be a sign that next year is going to be a very bad year for the Democrats.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. Hey, Senator, thanks. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week. Take care.
Take care, Jimmy.